Today's Hashem begin Perek Elu Metzias, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Perek. Today's shir, I think, is going to be a straightforward one. Be forewarned, in the future, it might not be as straightforward. But Beis Hashem, today, what we're going to do is start analyzing the Mishnah and the Rashi, and then see the basic some of the basic shitas harishonim. Today is going to be full of diukim, Beis Hashem, the lashonos of the Mishnah and Rashi, as seen through the eyes of Rishonim, and a couple of points that we made in learning the Beis Medrash along with Lahavdil Gedolei Achronim. So let's take a look. Says the Mishnah, Elu Metziah Shelo Ve'elu Chayav Lahachris. There are these lost objects, Metziah, some that you found, that are yours, Ve'elu Chayav Lahachris, and these you have to return. Now before we even go on, more than that, there is a beautiful deal that the Ritva makes in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Comes along the first Ritva, and the Ritva says, wait a second, Elu Metziah Shelo Ve'elu Chayav Lahachris, why do I have this double lashem? Elu metziyos shelo, these metziyos are yours. So then, wherever we're going to, the achronim are going to discuss the chiyuv of achraz, of what is the nature of it, where does it come from, is it the rice or is it the rabbana? But either way, once it's shelo, however you understand the chiyuv of achraz, when you need to do achraz, but at the end of the day, once it's shelcha, presumably, so then you don't have to do achraza. And if it's not yours, then presumably you do have to do achraza, right? Says the Ritva as follows. Elu metziah shelo ve'elu shechayev lahachris. Pirush. Hamid iktani elu metziah shelo ve'lo ktani elu metziah shechayev lahachris. I have a sentence that is more uniform and could cover everything. And that is, Elu Metziyos Ein Chayav Lahachris. Memela, every other Metziya also, you would have to be Machris. A. B is, even if we still are going to have a double Lashem, Elu Metziyos Ein Chayav Lahachris, Ve'elu Shechayav Lahachris, it'll be more uniform. The two ways to understand the Ritva's Kash. But either way, why do I have a contrast of Elu Metziyos Shelo Ve'elu Chayav Lahachris? Says the Ritva, beautiful chidush. Haynu la'ashmina. Shafilu hevi haloy edim shenafal mimenu. Einoisnin loy. So here we see something amazing that we're going to develop conceptually in future shiurim. And that is that actually this halacha of Shelo is quite a chidush. Reuven owns something. Let's just think about the parsha in the Torah, parsha's Kisetze. Reuven owns something, and he lost it. You find it, so it becomes yours. For whatever reason, you don't have to do hachraza. Comes along the Ritva. The Mishnah is telling us when it says Elu Metziyos Shelo, a fantastic chiddush. That the truth is, I want to leave off in the shiur as a tzorach yom gadol, why that should be so. And that is, it becomes yours. What makes it yours? So you have a potential answer. What's the potential answer? By the way, it's not everybody's going to agree with it. What's the potential answer how it becomes yours? Hefker, where do you see that, Avi? In Rashi. Correct. And that might be part of what Rashi is doing over here. But that's quite a chiddush. Because there is no statement of hefker. That might be why Rashi is saying that Yehush is hefker and the Mela becomes yours. But the Mishnayos don't spell it out. The Gemara never even spells that out, as far as I know. So says the Ritva, that's all part of what the Mishnah is being mechadish. Haynu lashmina shafilu hevi haloy edim shenafal mimenu. Even if the fellow brings Adam, the original owner, Reuven, brings Adam that fell from him, ain't no sin law. You don't return it to him. The kim and the davar shame by simenu, since it's something that doesn't have a simen, ayuishe miyayish mistama v'nasa hefker. So then in such a case, the goof of the telling us, not only simply a halacha in hachraza, but rather what our Mishnah is telling us is that it becomes yours, and as Avi suggested, the Ritva seems to be saying what Avi said, that once you're Miyayish, it becomes Hefker, and it becomes and it becomes yours. By the way, that's not the only way of understanding how it becomes yours. I want to emphasize that. We even played with the possibility of discussing other possibilities of how it becomes yours, and I decided not to discuss it today. But the emphasis over here is that once you're miyayish, then memela becomes hefker, and that's why our Mishnah is telling us Elu Metzias Shelo. Just to bring out where Avi had seen it in the Lashon of Rashi, we're going to go over this Rashi later as well, but Rashi says in most, well, let's start from the first Rashi, even though Rashi's not as expensive. Rashi says in the first Rashi, Elu Metzias Matzu Peres Mufuzar, which we didn't read yet in the Mishnah, Nizyayishu Abayilin Nehen Kida Omar Bikamar Behefker, and it's Hefker. Once the Bailim are Miyayish, then it's Hefker. And Rashi by Moshe Mufuzar says, Hold Einlam Simen Nikur, Yushim Ayish Tahavilo Hefker. So presumably it's only a stone throws away from Shiloh. Once it's Hefker, then it's going to become Shiloh, and that's what our Mishnah is coming to be Mechadesh, says the Ritva. So the Ritva immediately points out that our Mishnah goes right off the bat to say Elu Metzias Shiloh, and in such a case there's a Chiyuv L'Hafkir. Yes, Daniel?
Rashi says that only this
is right. Yeah, the guys were telling this to me about the Ritva, and I didn't like their deal. What, if I understand what you're saying? You're saying that the Ritva says Yuish Miyayish Mistama, right? Is that so? The guys made a very nice deal, but this is a case of where sometimes the deal could be intelligent, but the conclusion incorrect. The guys squeezed the Ritva really well to a point that I think they squeezed the Ritva to the wrong conclusion. The guys were Medayeg that the Ritva says a Yuish Miyayish Mistama, that he's Stam Miyayish, right? And Rashi never said Yuish Miyayish Mistama. So the guy started saying Shir Klolim of Napkaminas between Rashi and the Ritva. So I don't think that there's any room to be made of you, even though you're right. The Ritva did use the word Stam, and Rashi did not use the word Stam. However, I could just as well say that when Rashi said, what? First of all, let me push you a little bit. What I think you were saying, not to bother you. What's your deal that you want to make from the Ritva when the Ritva says Stam? What do you want to be Medayik? Doesn't require an active Yeush, right? That's a deal that Daniel wants to make, which of course we all know from Bikiyas that Lechura, that sounds very much like the Sugya of Yeush Shalom Midas. Not going to assume that we've done this before, so just to spell out in a sentence, Yeush Shalom Midas means that if a person would have known that the object was lost, in that situation, would he have been Miyayish? So that's an Achlokas Abaye and Rav. So you assume that the Ritva was coming to tell us a Chiddush that he's talking about Yeush, even Yeush Shalom Midas. Now I think you're right about that view. The question is whether you could be Medayik and Rashi. The Rashi disagrees, and Rashi's only saying this by Yeush Midas. I wouldn't want to make the first Rashi in Perek Elu Metzias already putting himself in the crossfire of Abaye and Rav. In fact, one of the geniuses of Rashi, today we're going to see a lot of geniuses of Rashi. One of the geniuses of Rashi is he's constantly teaching the sugya in the broadest way possible, not in the most narrow way possible. So the fact that Rashi, the only difference being between the Ritva and Rashi that we see right now, is the word mistama, I don't think it's meant that there should be a view. Why did the Ritva say Mistama and Rashi did not say Mistama? That might be an interesting question. But to draw the conclusion that Rashi is talking about only an active Yeush, and the Ritva is talking about even a passive Yeush, the answer to that is Rashi's talking about a halachic Yeush. However, we're going to decide what qualifies as a halachic Yeush. Rashi's saying that's what's going on in our Mishnah. Oh, that's a totally different kash. That's what I want to say Shiran today. That's what I want to talk about. I think that's a great question. I think it's an important question. I think everybody should ask that question. And I think that there's important yisodos over here as far as that's concerned. But to make a machlokas between the Ritva and Rashi, I think that's not correct. I think that's an incorrect deal. Even though it's sharp in terms of you read carefully, but not everything you read. That was something I remember one time that I one time sticks out in my mind that I went to Rav Shachar and I had a deal. I said, Rashi says it this way, and the Rishon said it that way. So he said, I don't know if you can make a deal. Just because Rashi said it this way doesn't necessarily mean that Rashi is disagreeing. It happens to be that the way we're going to read Rashi is different than the way Rav Shachar reads the Rashi. Just happens to be this Rashi. But in general, I think that point is very important. On the one hand, you have to just make a methodological point. The yukim are important, but sometimes it takes years of experience when the diuk is something to make a machlokes, and at times not. Now, there are different styles. I think I mentioned to you in the past that my Rebbe Rav Shachar is very much not into making diuk, and he's more likely to put the Rishon together. Rav Nemtzal as well is much more, they're basically saying the same thing, they'll say it's the same shita. On the other extreme, Rav Rosenzweig will make, if there'll be a deal, he'll say a lot of beautiful Torahs on it. And another Rebbe of mine, Rebbe Braunschweigel, was in the middle. And I think I tend to follow a little bit more that style. That sometimes he did make a deal, but sometimes not. My litmus test sometimes is there a real hechreach that they're saying something different? Over here, I'm convinced that this is a case of where the Rishon used a different word, and when you think it through, there's no reason to believe that Rashi is coming to the conclusion that disagrees with the pshat that we said in the Rishon. And if there's no reason to say it, then why should we say it? Yes, Yisrael.
So, I don't really make the Rishon that Yer Shulam Das is considered Yer, like Rava.
Even the Mestama is not so.
Because that means that establishing the mission like Rava.
That was part of it, right. Although the question then becomes, why did the Ritva say Mistama?
Why did it?
Another mistake I think the Talmidim made was I thought that some of the Talmidim said, ah, but Rashi disagrees, what about Aden? There's no Makar that I'm aware of that Rashi disagrees. So let's just clarify that if you have a case in which the guy is clearly Miyayesh, even if Aden come along and say it belongs to him, I'm not aware of anybody that says that this halacha doesn't apply. If the halacha says it's yeyush, then everybody, as far as I know, holds chayv hakris. I'm not aware of anybody that disagrees with this ritva, which makes this ritva really, really important, which actually propels a tension of about 7 or 8 weeks together, Be'ezer Hashem, and that is, wow, this is an amazing chiddush. The Yeyush is coming along, and Yeyush is saying that we know for sure once upon a time belongs to Reuven, and now belongs to Shimon. Believe Shum Pikpuk, Shum Hakna. Right? Without any Hakna. It's gone from Reuven's Rishus to Shimon's Rishus. It's okay for us to squeeze this on an opening day, just to make us really excited about how to understand, how does Hashava Saveda work? How does Hilcha Saveda work? Yes, Moshe.
Like a reading question in Rashi?
Yes. Well, we haven't read Rashi yet. I don't even count that as reading yet. We haven't even read Rashi yet. I didn't even count that as called reading yet. We didn't even read Rashi. We only have the Ritva. I'll take you in a moment. So, let's go on. Now the truth is, now might be the appropriate time to throw in a very interesting ha'ara from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Let's take a look at the guy's photocopy. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya points out in Hilchos Aveda, Hilchos Metziah, Sivkotin Yudches. He's really bothered by some of the things that we were bothered by, and he says an interesting chidush lahalacha. Can I have a photocopy? Can I borrow some out? Remind me, Shimon, to give it back to you. In Sivkotin Yudches, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the following: V'chol zem mishuras adin. All of that I've discussed in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda is mishuras adin, according to the halacha. Avol tov v'yasher lasos lifnim mishuras adin. Lahachzir afilu b'rov nachim l'mishi yitein simin afal pishik farnis yayish. What's going to come out according to halacha is that if there's rov goyim, if he gives a simin, where the assumption was that he was miyayish, you don't have to return to him. Avlein tzarech lach rizul idea. Elam bo by the mayalem, but if the owners come, v'tavu v'natznu simin matzer lehem. So the Pnimisher Sadin would say that you should return it. V'im yodea me'atzmo shalmiyu, and if you know who the Aveda belongs to, yatzurenulo, you should return to him. Afa pishalo tava. V'chein b'dover she'im bo simin. Im yodea be'ber shalmiyu, yatzurenulo. Afa pishik farnis yayishu, even though he was miyayish, and here he says a very interesting expression. Shehayayush eino kefka gomur. Yayush itself over here is not a full hefker. She'eino misyayish u'mafkir miritzono. Now there happens to be that this, we're going to get involved with a ksois, a nesivis, a chazanish. There's a lot that we're going to get involved with. But actually the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the best way to get involved with that discussion when we're doing basics in the Ritva Rashi. Because could anybody tell me what he means? So first of all, stop, important halacha to know. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that in all the cases, even where it's shalom, nevertheless, there's halacha l'fnei mishuras hadin in the cases of A, by Dover Shein Bo Simin, by Rov Nachrim, and a case of where he know, where he was miyayish, but he knows for sure that it belongs to the fellow. That was a repeat. In Yodem Atzmo Shemihu, or Stam, he knows who it is, who it belongs to, even though there is no simin. So Yeyush, no simin, and he knows who it belongs to, a simin and Rov Nachrim, all of those cases, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav passes that there's a little finisher inside him. What does he mean in the last line, in the case of Yeyush, where Array belongs to you? He says, Shayeyush Eina Kefkir Gomur, Shayeina Misyayish Umafkir Miritzona. What does he mean by that? And don't tell me Yeyush Shalomidas. Don't tell me Yeyush Shalomidas. That's wrong. Because the Baal HaTanya here is not getting involved in Machlokes Abaye Rabba. So what does he mean? What does he mean? Is he disagreeing with Rashi? What did Rashi say? Rashi says Yeyush is Hefker. He says not Hefker. Eino Hefker Gomor? Is that what he means? Maybe. Maybe he's disagreeing with Rashi. Yes, Shimon, what's he doing?
Could be the same thing. The general idea is that when somebody loses something, the general rule would be that he gives us both. However, since there was no verbal saying, I am making this Hefker, we're not positive about what's going on.
Okay, that's one way of reading it. The truth is, the Tzos and the Nesivis ask your question. We're not doing the Tzos and the Nesivis, but the Tzos and the Nesivis ask, at the end of the day, how is Yeyush Mamish Hefker? Hefker needs a person to say Hefker. In fact, I discussed, when I was Zochet to visit Rav Nevinson Chol HaMoed, that's what we discussed in Hilchos Chametz. Well, how does Hilchos Chametz work? Does when it comes to Chametz, do you need to be Mafkir Bepeh? Or what happens if there's an Umdun and Demuchach that the guy wants to be Mafkir Chametz? Is that the same thing or not? So the Ktsos and the Nesivis have a similar type of discussion as far as that's concerned as well. And that is, he didn't even know we were doing it on the 6th. I got really excited because Mamish, what I was starting to work on. So the Ktsos and Nesivis ask your question, and that is, what does it mean, Yeyush is Hefker? Al Pi Hilchos Hefker, in general, you have to be Mafkir. In the Daf Yomi, when we talk about being Mafkir, there we talk about being Mafkir in front of three, V'chuli V'chuli, in Hilchos Shemitah. When we're Mafkir, when it comes to Biur Per Shvius, which is about this time of the year, you need to be Mafkir in front of Shlosha. So the question becomes, so what about over here? How does the head work? But I don't think, Shimon, what you're asking is good, but I don't think that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying. What do you think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying? You're asking a good kasha. We'll get to that. Yes, Moshe?
He's not really, even when he's miyash, he's not really being mafkir, because if he would have known that his item were available to get back, he wouldn't have been miyash. So it's not like a real...
Right. He says that this hefker, deep down, the guy doesn't want to do. Even if the guy is miyash bepet, he's mafkir bepet, at the end of the day, it wasn't something he decided he wanted to do. So it sounds like to me that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not saying a lefnim mishur sadin in Hilchos Yeyush. He's saying a lefnim mishur sadin between Jew and fellow Jew. It's a Musar idea. And that is that al pi shuras hadin, calls him shuras hadin. Al pi shuras hadin, it's exactly the way the Ritva said it. Eilu metziyah shalom, it's 100% yours. How is it 100% yours that we need to spend 7 weeks working on. How is it 100% yours? But at the end of the day, it's 100% yours. But now, at the end of the day, let's be honest, even though it's 100% yours, the guy didn't want it to become 100% yours. And therefore, l'fnei mishur hadin, in such a case, he says you should give it back. Now, I got the sense from my great Rabbein that this is not, remind me in 7 weeks from now if we address this, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that this is not based on l'fnei mishur hadin and kol ha'tara kula. It sounds like to me that there's something about Hashavas Aveda that would propel us to this l'fnei mishur hadin. That might not apply to other cases. So in 7 weeks from now, maybe we can come back to why would Hashavas Aveda possibly be different. But at the end of the day, it's appropriate now for us to raise that on the one hand, the Ritva says it's 100% yours. Don't misread the Shulchan Aruch HaRav to think that it's not a full hefker. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that it's a full hefker. Everybody holds it's 100% yours. Even if you're going to learn like the Ksos and the Nesivos and be bothered by Shimon's question and formulate Yeyush in a different way, and I'm foreshadowing that important Ksos and Nesivos, but at the end of the day, know that it's 100% yours, L'chulei Alma, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that L'fnei Mishur HaDin, there's going to be a chiyuv despite the fact that it's 100% is 100% yours. You could possibly read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as Shimon was going, but I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying it's 100% yours, but for some reason he's pulling out l'fnei mishur hadin here. Question becomes whether this is a halacha in Aveda that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav wants to emphasize that there's l'fnei mishur hadin, or it could be that it's a din in stock, bein adam l'chaver on anything, that it's a l'fnei mishur hadin in all the halachas bein adam l'chaver, or it's l'fnei mishur hadin of kol ha'tara kula, and it's not a unique halacha in this regard. Okay, now, praise Hashem, with this backdrop, we're able to go to these amazing, amazing, amazing rashis. Let's take a look. First, the rash is only amazing because Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was amazing. So let's go to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi first. Zachte Heilige Mishnah. Matza Meros Peros Mefuzarin. If he finds fruits that have been spread out, Mos Mefuzarin, money that's spread out, Krechos Birushus HaRabim. Tosfos is going to make a very, very, very big deal about the Lashon Birushus HaRabim. That's going to take us off for quite an intense tangent in the beginning of next week. Vigule dvela and press dates. Kikaro shonachta, machrozo shodon mechaticha shabosar, vigize tsemer, types of wool, halakuchim imdinasam, why it says halakuchim dinasam, Rashi tries to address. Vanitze pishnam, lushonos shel argamon, hareya lushalo. Now, of course, every single one of you should have asked a very basic question. And that is, in all of these, we say hareya lushalo. Why are all these cases hareya lushalo? So Rashi tells us that there's no simin, and he's miyayish. So what's the obvious question that we need to ask? Why are they all listed? Who asks this question? The Ritva. I'm not going to even answer all of the things that the Ritva does. The Ritva does an amazing, amazing job where the Ritva basically summarizes three datim of Gemara, of what each line of the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. I'll do some of the Ritva with you, but the rest you should be able to do on your own, especially if you've done it in Bikiyas. But the Ritva goes through every single case in this Mishnah and tells us what that particular Chiddush, that Chiddush is. A beautiful, beautiful Ritva. The truth is, it's not the Ritva, it's the Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? All the Ritva is doing is the Ritva is summarizing the Gemara. But sometimes it's very hard to get three datum of Gemara on your own. The Ritva basically summarizes in one paragraph, summarizes all of these chidushim over here. Then there's a separate machlokas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in regard to Kol Sheyesh Bo Shina, which I'm not going to discuss, but let's just read it inside. My Rebbeim didn't skip. The Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, I'm a Kol Sheyesh Bo Shina, Chayev Vahachris. Maybe it's not a machlokis between Rameh and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara will discuss. Rav Shim ben Elazar mekol klam puri ein chayv lahachris. Says the Gemara. Matzah peres mefuzarin v'kama. Very important we start this Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person finds spread out food, what's called spread out? A very, very fair question. Kama here means Kama choshev pizur, says Rashi. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kap arba amis. Heichi dami. Then the Gemara asks to be mevarer exactly what we're talking about, and this shakli v'tarya we'll do together later on as well. The logic of that question, some of you might follow, and if you don't, it's not ma'akev for today. Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama, Rav Ukva Bar Chama gives us an ukimta. What is peres mefuzarim? B'machnashta deveidari askina. Says Rashi. B'machnashta deveidari b'shas asifas gronos. V'kam doshan ba'aleim v'nasuas an ikar v'notro elu. Here we're talking about a case in which the owner has left his grain, and since he's left his grain, so then in such a case, we say like this: Kav ba'arba amas the nafish tirchay back into the Gemara lo tarach inish lo hader. If it's a kav in 4 amas, he won't go back. The afkuri mafkiluhu. Ooh, ah, that's a nice word. Afkuri mafkiluhu. Here we get a sense that it's based on hefker. Botzer ma'achi, less than this, tarach v'hader, asi v'shalkulu v'lo mafkiluhu. But less than that, he's not going to be mafkir. So I just want to point out, here we have the Gemara pointing to the idea that the way in which a mitzia becomes yours is through the idea that the original owner is mafkir. Okay. So then the Gemara gets involved with details. Rabbi Yirma is always the Rav Nelinsal Shlita told me that Rav Shach used to call him the Kategor. You know what Kategor means? Kategor means a prosecutor. That Rav Shach always used to feel that Nelinsal would always attack him on every pshat that he could say. So he called him the Kategor. So Rav Yirmiya is the Kategor in the Amuraim. Rav Yirmiya is always the one who asks very, very, he drives everybody crazy. Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara in Bava Basra says in Perek Lo Yachor, that they kicked him out of the Beis Medrash. They kicked him out of the Beis Medrash because he asked, the Gemara there discusses, within 50 amas of a bird's nest, so it belongs to the bird, so the owner of the bird's nest. More than 50 amas done. So Rav Yirmiya says, what happens if the bird has 1 foot in the 50 amas and then 1 foot outside of the 50 amas? So the Gemara says they kicked him out of the Beis Medrash when he asked that question, to which the Achronim then discuss, what's the difference between this kasha of Rav Yirmiya and Rav Yirmiya's kasha in Perek Lo Yachor? Because Rav Yirmiya does the same thing. He begins to say, what is this kav? 8 amas, 4 and 2 amas, and then they start talking math, and I hate talking about math, so I agree with it. But they didn't throw him out on this kasha. But okay, so we cannot throw Rabbi Yirmiya out of the basement, Rabbi Yirmiya HaKadosh, and we'll continue, Mirtz Hashem, with those technical questions. We will get to that. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Zog de Eilu Garashi, Eilu Mitzias Matsu Peres Mefuzar. Says Rashi, Nisyayishu Abayla Mehen Kida Omer B'Gemara V'Efter. So he quotes our Gemara, and he says that it's hefker. Oh, so now that I read the Gemara with you another time, I appreciated something else in Rashi. Rashi says, "Nisyayishu abayim ben kidig amar b'gemara v'hefker him." So Rashi here is emphasizing that everything that he's about to say, that everything that he just said, is in the Gemara itself, right? That's what Rashi says kidig amar b'gemara. Most b'fuzaros hold ainlam simin nikir. Since they don't have a simon, Yush Miyayish Vavali Efker, Vizehu Tam Kulam. So let's work backwards in Rashi. What's Rashi saying when he says Vizehu Tam Kulam? What does Rashi mean? Pasha Pshat?
They're all Efker.
Pasha Pshat Yonatan?
There's no simon nikar. That's right, like there's no simon nikar.
So translate the word Zehu Tam Kulam?
This is reason for all these like listed in the Mishnah.
Exactly. Rashi comes along and he says that all of the cases in our Mishnah don't have a Simon Nikar, and the Ritva tells us why each one of them doesn't have a Simon Nikar. The Ritva goes through every single one of them. Does every single one not have a Simon Nikar? Or maybe he means Yush Miyayish and Yesh Vadun. Either way, this svara that I just said above, in most mefuzaros, applies to all the cases in the Mishnah. That's what Rashi means, v'zeh tam kulam, and that's why Rashi is not going to necessarily spell out every single one of those cases. Could someone scream out to me a case where Rashi doesn't spell out? Igulei dvela, right? Rashi doesn't spell out what is Igulei Tvela. Why? Because that I already took care of in Mos Mufuzaros. Igulei Tvela does not have a Simen HaNikar. So therefore, now there, the next Rashis of Krekos, Nachdom, Anitze Pishdom, Rashi needs to add something that he didn't take care of in Mos Mufuzaros. But when it comes to Igulei Tvela, that he took care of all that. Beautiful. That's what Rashi means when he says Uzeu Tam Kulam. Rashi also seems to be, and this is how Rav Shechter did not read Rashi this way, but I think it's definitely the Pashtus. Rashi seems to clearly say in this Rashi very, very clearly, Iyush Miyayish Vahavaluwe. Rashi seems to say that because of Yeyush, the objects become Hefger, and that's the reason it belongs to you. Right now, it doesn't sound like I'm saying a very big kiddush, but as we go deeper into Eilu Metzias, might be the kiddush. But Amen and Yavim, for those of you who are steiging already from Rosh Chodesh Elul, we did have another Havana. That's different than the way I'm learning according to Rashi. But Rashi over here says, Iyush miyayish v'havelu hefger. Rashi says that there was Yeyush, and it's Hefger. In other words, the timeline goes as follows. Reuven is Miyayish, his object becomes Hefger, and then Shimon becomes the owner, and Shimon doesn't have to return it. Why doesn't Shimon have to return it, tell me? Why doesn't Shimon have to return it? What? Say sharper. No, I want you to say something sharper. Why does Shimon not have to return it in such a case? It came his. How did it become his? He was Zalchamea Hefger. That's a simple way of reading Rashi, right? Matskin? That's a simple way of reading Rashi. Hold there, Lam Simeniker, Yush Meayish Havel Hefker is El Tamku. So Rashi seems to be giving us a formula. Write this in bright color in your notebook. And that is Rashi here seems to be saying, I'm being Kovea Mismarim right now. The Rashi is telling us the way we have a timeline of Eilu Metzias Shalom. Once we have Diuk of the Ritva, Rashi even tells us how it works in a way that even the Ritva didn't tell us Adaso. And that is that Rashi says when there's no Simen, Reuven, this is a timeline. The object has no Simen. That's all of the first Mishnah. Reuven doesn't have a Simen. He's Miyayish. Miyayish, he makes it Hefker. Shimon becomes Zoche in it, and therefore Shimon does not have to return it. And that's exactly what the Ritz said. Eilu Metzias Shalom, it's not just simply Eino Chayiv L'Hachris. Eilu Metzias Shalom, it becomes yours. And now we can add to what the Ritz was saying. It's not the pshat that you don't have to be Machris. It becomes yours. Memela, you're not Machris. It becomes yours, and Memela, you're not Machris. Now right now, that sounds very logical, very straightforward. But you'll see that there are possibly other ways of learning. It seems to me that Rashi is exactly the way I just said it. Yush miyayish v'avlu hefker, because it doesn't have a simit, it's hefker, and therefore I don't have to return it. And then the Ritva's point becomes very, very powerful. First, it becomes yours. Mamela, it's not that you don't have to do achraza, and it's yours, al pi halacha. No, it becomes yours. And these are not yours, and the Melam, you have to be Machris. Everything's beautiful, but there are many questions that one could ask in the Rashi. Rabosai, tell me, what are some things that bothered you? Daniel alluded to this before, and I told him I wanted to wait till we read the Rashi inside. Yes, Misha.
The first Rashi, most of the he says the reason why the Har Yehoshua is called the actual violin, but the Gemara itself says it's nothing to do with the Yish. It's just Machna because he's too lazy to pick him up.
Okay.
He's calling when he's Machna.
What are you bothered by? But the Gemara said he's Miyayish.
The Gemara says he's Machna. It's not
Yish. Okay. Asks Moshe Weiser. I don't know if it's a great question, but it's a decent question. We'll let time decide whether it's a great question or not. Comes along Meisha, and Meisha points out, as we saw in Rashi, in the second Rashi, Rashi said, Ayush miyayish v'havelu efker. That formulation, Ayush miyayish v'havelu efker, doesn't appear in the first Rashi. Yet, the Gemara says black on white by Peros Mefuzarin. That's Ayun Riayish, and it's Hefker. Right? Let's see the words of the Gemara that we just read. The words that we read was Dinafish Techayu. No, stronger, right? The Gemara didn't say Yeush, Gemara only said Hefker. So points out Moshe that if anything, I would have expected Rashi to say that it's Hefker, not to emphasize Yeush. Now Rashi, in the next Rashi, emphasizes Yeush equals Hefker. But in the first Rashi, Rashi doesn't say it. Okay, it's question number one. Something to think about. What else? What are other things that are strange? Yes, Zach?
If Rashi says that Hamkulon is going on all the things that he's not explaining, like
Yigul and Gilad, why is the Rashi saying? So the Ritva asks Zach's question. If Mos Mefuzaros is the general category, that's Tam Kulam, so why do you have all those cases in the Mishnah? So that's the Ritva, the second Ritva. And he goes through every single one and explains what each one of their Chidushim are. And that's based on the Gemara. That's right. Rashi is setting up the Gemara's Diyukim. Why do we have this? Yigul Edvel is telling me this Chidush. Why do we have that? That's telling me that Chidush. L'chule. What else is difficult in Rashi? Yes, Shimon?
So if the fact that... The question is, why is Rashi leaving the Zet Hamkulam for the second
thing? Very good. Mishnah? Good. So let me formulate it. Shimon, Sarachim number two, someone keeps score. Sarachim number two is, why does Rashi say Zet Hamkulam on the second case, of Mos Mefuzaros? Why does Mos Mefuzaros, Peros Mefuzaros, Lechura Rashi saying something similar, just obviously... Each question is beginning to beg an answer. From the first question, from Moshe's question, we're saying, no, maybe the Rashis are different. That's going to be part of the answer. But at the end of the day, we still don't have the meat of the answer. And that is, why does Rashi in the second Teretz say Vizel Tam Kulam? Yet Rashi in the first, the second Rashi says Vizel Tam Kulam. But in the first Rashi, he does not say Vizel Tam Kulam. Why does Rashi not say that? Good, that's Arachim number two. Keep score. Beautiful. What else? Yes, Avi.
Echoing Shimon's previous two questions, Rashi only says Hov Ein Lehem Simanikor by the second.
Very good. So number three. Rashi in the second Rashi only says Hov Ein Lehem Simanikor in the second case. Why does Rashi not emphasize it in Mos Mefuzaros? Instead of using two and one, let's use the phenomenon. Describe it. Mos Mefuzaros. By Mos Mefuzaros, he says Ein Lehem Simanikor. But by Peros Mefuzarim, he doesn't emphasize that. That's Sarachia number three. I'll tell you the first thing that jumped out at me when I read Rashi, Sarachia number four. Especially if you don't read Rashi carefully, which was the first time I read it, which, by the way, is okay. Sometimes it's good to take the telescope view and say, something looks strange here, before you even... start reading every letter carefully. The first time I was learning Zemikias, it could be I had already a sensitivity from my Rabbeim, you know, what is Yeush, what is Hefker, and things like that. That's why it's good to learn from Rabbeim. And I already noticed Rashi has important formulations over here. And I said to myself, oh my goodness, Rashi's repetitious. Leaving aside your diukim, at the end of the day, okay, you have a diuk that here it doesn't say Simanikar. And over here, he doesn't say this. And here he emphasized that. And here he says Tam Kulam. But at the end of the day, the fundamental point seems to be repetitious in Rashi. And that is, Yeush equals Hefker. That point, that Yeush equals Hefker, Rashi says in both Rashis, that is really strange. Why did Rashi say Yeush equals Hefker? And in the second Rashi, I already know the timeline that we just described, which we said to write in bright ink, and that is that Rashi is teaching us the timeline and the way in which it becomes yours. That's Shalom. But if that's so then why did Rashi repeat himself twice? Someone came up with something that saved you to answer all these questions, or rove of them. You guys are capable of coming up with a teretz. That's why I said today's going to be a simple shiur. This is something you guys could have done on your own. Avi, shoot.
So So at least for the question of like why it doesn't say Simenikar in the first one, right? So by the peros, it's not applicable, because the peros, the only reason the guy makes it hefker, and the only reason you can pick it up is because the guy's, it's too much trouble for him to pick it up. But in the second case, in the rest of them, it all has to do with Simen. Nothing.
Correct, and I think you've answered all four Tzarachians based on that. So I was thrilled. I saw this, and then I was davening Ma'ariv in a base medrash with a lot of Sfarim. It was 2 minutes before Ma'ariv, so I opened up a sefer on Bava Metzia. The name of the sefer is, I didn't see the Hamasifta quote anybody that says this, but it's a Sfardik Talmud Chacham who's in Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's yeshiva. What's Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's yeshiva? Avat Shalom, I think. Yaakov Hillel is one of the great Sfardic Talmidei Chachamim Mekubalim today in Yerushalayim. So the name of the Sefer is Yad Kohen. That's the name of the Sefer. I just pulled the Sefer off the shelf. And he had one comment of Bava Metzia Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and sure enough, it was about our Rashis. He just spelled out, I think, a beautiful, beautiful point, which is sometimes a beautiful point doesn't have to be a chiddush, a controversial yisod. It could be just spell out beautiful Pshat and Rashi. And it answers all four of our tzarachims. There are really two things that are going on in our Mishnah over here. One thing that's going on in our Mishnah is the halacha of Peros Mefuzarim. Peros Mefuzarim is telling us one chiddush, and Moos Mefuzarim, with all of the subcategories of Moos Mefuzarim, Tam Echa Lekulam, is teaching us a different chiddush. And there are two different worlds. One world, the world of Peros Mefuzarim, at least, according to Rashi, nothing is everybody agrees with. That's the beauty of Amelos Patara. By the way, what I'm saying now is still controversial. As simple and as straightforward is, at the moment you hear the answer, it's Emes Lamito, it's still going to be controversial. But Rashi is going to learn, and for that, I can't explain what I mean until we get deeper. Rashi is pointing out that the case of Machnashta de Beit Dori becomes yours, nothing to do with the Simen. It's nis. I want to use the right terminology. It's afgure mafgir luhu, because it's nafish terchayim. In other words, I at the bailim, Chazal say, maybe this is the mistam of the Ritva, that 90% of this is how bailim think, and once this is the way that bailim think, so then in such a case they are miyayish. Here, what does miyayish mean? Miyayish means something totally different. Miyayish means that I decide I'm not interested in them because it's nafish terchayu. That's machnashta de Beit Dori, where I left it over there and I'm fully aware of it. Nothing fell down from me. It's not something that fell from me and I realized, I checked my pocket, it's not there, and then I was miyayish chaf aleph on the base. That's not all what we're talking about. We're talking about a case of Peros Mefuzarim machnashta de Beit Dori. In Kainim Advarim, so then it's an entirely different category of Metziah. If it's an entirely different category of Metziah, then I understand why we need a second Rashi. That's a case of Nisyashu Abaylan Bein Kidda Omar Bigamara Vehefgarain. Rashi is emphasizing here Kidda Omar Bigamara. It's a Beferish Gemara. This is a Beferish Gemara. Kidda Omar Bigamara. The Gemara says Beferish Vehefgarain. But why are they Hefgar? Because of Nafish Terchayu. Because of Navish Terchayu. Once it's Navish Terchayu, then the Baal is Miyayish. In contrast to most Mefuzaros, most Mefuzaros is a totally different category. It's Miyayish, which is based on the fact that there is no Simen. In other words, I'm aware of it, I'm not aware of it, Yeyush Shalom Midas, Yeyush Midas, V'chulei V'chulei, it doesn't have a Simen. And because it doesn't have a simon, maybe even retroactively I will be miyayish. Maybe that's totally not bayin rava. But at the end of the day, that's the second category. And that's why every single word in Rashi is zohav. Every single word in Rashi is zohav. Nisyuesho bayin man kid the amar abigamar behef grain. The Gemara is going to tell us. And that's not like the next svara that I'm going to say. There's something missing, Rashi is pointing out, that we're not going to have until we see in the Gemara. There's something missing over here. Why is Peros Mefuzar Nisyayishu Abaylim? So Rashi says, Kida Omer B'Gemara Tirchi Yisayir. Rashi doesn't want to get involved with spell out Tirchi Yisayir at this point. It's too much. Rashi is the biggest lamdin, the greatest ma'amik, and the greatest rebbe for a 10-year-old. Rashi doesn't want to use the word machnash to the Dari. You know why? Because every time I heard that word, until I learned, until I started learning LMCSB, and my mind turned off. Even when I was 35 years old. Machnash to the Dari, it sounds so complicated, so the moment someone talks about it, I stop listening. So Rashi knows that if that's somebody at the age 35 is going to stop listening, Kal v'chomer, a 10-year-old, is going to stop listening. So what Rashi does is he speaks it out in a way that even a 10-year-old will be able to understand. Ah, it's hefker. The Gemara will tell you why the Bailam is misyayish. So he's not going to use the word machnash to the Beit Dari. But at the same time, Rashi is going to make sure that he's already building, alluding to you, that these are two different categories. These are, in theory, two different halachos in a Rambam. In contrast to every other case in the Mishnah, they're all the same halacha. Elam simin. Tam kulam. V'zeo tam kulam. Let's just review to go through the obvious. What were our four tzarachiyuns? Just spell them out again. Who was keeping score? Yeah, Yisrael, go ahead.
I don't remember the first one.
Go ahead, number two.
Why does Rashi say v'zeo tam kulam?
Why Rashi say v'zeo tam kulam? The second one. Because when it comes to Paris Movies Aren't, it's a totally different category. Number three.
Elam
Simon Nikar. Why doesn't he mention the first Rashi? Because there has nothing to do with Simon Nikar. Number four.
The same thing in both different.
Why did Rashi repeat himself? And Tzarachiyun number one was.
Why did he wait till the second?
Why did he wait till the second to say Elam Simon Tam Kulam? Okay, so the first and the.
No, there was Moshe's question.
Moshe's question. What was Moshe's question?
Why does he say
Nisya'ishu? Why does he say Nisya'ishu?
The reason the Gemara why they were hefker is because he was mafker, then, because Yish sounds like
So Moshe's first question was, let's just review. We might have answered. I came in to answer the three tzarachins, not Moshe's tzarachin. What about Moshe's tzarachin? Let's think together. Moshe's tzarachin was the Gemara says that the Gemara does not say Nisya'ishu. That was your question. The Gemara doesn't say Nisya'ishu. The Gemara does not say Nisya'ishu, and yet Rashi throws in Nisya'ishu.
Yish sounds like it's talking about he's Nisya'ish over because there's no Simon Nicker, not because he's being mocked out of his own Ratzon. It's kind of
getting Chaim Tzvi, what do you want to say? Chaim Tzvi, what were you saying? I just had to finish it here. What?
I think the question stands.
You like the question? Okay. So I wasn't Amel on that question. I was Amel on the other three tzarachims. I'll tell you this is not to write in marker. Okay? I'll tell you what I think al regalachas. I think Rashi is doing something brilliant over here. He's saying that there are two different categories, but they're shtayim shein achas. Shtayim shein achas. What's shtayim shein achas? That on the one hand, there are two different categories, but the hefker comes back to the same thing. I don't want to confuse the 10-year-old and the 35-year-old, machnash to the Beit Dari. All I want to tell him is that it's hefker, and the Gemara, and the Gemara will tell you why it's hefker. But I want you to know that even though it's a separate category, it's still based on the concept of Yeush. Don't take these two categories so far and say that the halachic mechanic that made it hefker are two different halachic mechanics. It's the same mechanic. It's the Yeush HaBailim. And in fact, that's like Moshe pointed out, a chiddush. Rashi is telling us that when the Gemara says hefker, the Gemara is also based on the concept of Yeush. In other words, Eilu Metziyus Shelo Ve'Eilu Chayav La'Achriz is based on one question and one question only. What's that one question only? That question is, was there hefker, which is based on Yeush? And that's what Rashi wants to emphasize here. That even though they're two different categories, at the end of the day, both of them are Yeush. I say that Beloshen Ulai, because I didn't think about it before. And I was preparing Tzarachiyun 2, 3, and 4. I wasn't preparing Tzarachiyun number 1. So I want to hear what the Talmidim have to say about that. But the question, I think that's what Rashi's trying to emphasize. That the process over here is not an independent din. It's all based on the halachos of Yeush. Now, let's take a look. I'm running out of time. The Talmidim have Aris. I'm not rushing after Mincha, so it'll be my pleasure to take the Talmidim's Aris. And if there's anything that's important that I'm missing, we neither, you know. Don't be embarrassed to tell me. You think it's important that I should discuss it tomorrow in Shia. Just, if it's something that, and when we discuss after Mincha is important, then we'll come back to it tomorrow. Let's take a look at now at the second Ritva. Eilu Metzias Shalom. We don't have that much time. Let's just start. Mitzvah will pick up with tomorrow because I want to start halacha today as well. Eilu Metzias Shalom. Says the Ritva, Havalei Lameimar, Kol Davar Shein Bo Simin, Hareyu Shalom. To call Hani the money va'azel lesbu simish va'had the patrinum mishum dashminim bechol midi kada midi the bemos uperos ashmiin alab. Let's translate. Says the Ritva. Really, what we should have had was just a general cloud, and that general cloud would have been. Kol davar shein bo simin haviyu shalom. V'had the pratrim shum dekalad. Really, I could have had one rule for the entire Mishnah, says the Ritva. Who made this point? What's the Ritva echoing over here when he says this? Who made this point?
Rashi
made this point. When Rashi said, Tam echa lekulam. And then he explains, the bemos ubeperos ashmin ala abaye, the aidi de chashivi o yekiri ika yeoshmidas. And now the Ritva begins to go through his whole list, which I told you I'm not necessarily going to discuss. We're going to do mir tashem and all the gemaras. I hope we're going to get to all the gemaras. But the Ritva then says, okay, I'll tell you the chiddush of mos and peros. Why do I need to mention this? Because each one of it has its own chiddush. What's the chiddush? According to Abaye,
why does he clump them together?
According to Abaye, we say like this: we say Aidi de Chashiva Yekira Iku Yeosh Midas. There's a chiddush over here. According to Abaye, Yeosh Shalom Midas is not a Yush. So I need here a Yeosh Midas. So Abaye says, ah, we're telling us what the Ritva is referring to is the Gemara on Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph on the Beis. That the Gemara says from Reb Yitzchak, 15 lines in, Adam also the mashmish b'kisa b'chol shah v'shah. That's normal for a person to check his pocket to see if he lost his belonging. So therefore, it's not a case of Yeish Shalom Midas. Because by the time you find money, mos mefuzarim, peros mefuzarim, moment in which you find it, then already the guy was aware and he was miyayish. And then he says, "Valiba the Rav Ashmin and Mirtz Hashem." We're going to continue tomorrow. Rabosai, I want you to be medayek in the Ritva. Aside from going over the Ritva and knowing what the chiddush of every single word in the Mishnah is, I'll even be more specific in what my open question is. My open question is: I'm bothered. Is the Ritva saying the same thing as what we just developed in Rashi, or not? Okay. And that Shimon addresses the question that you've screamed out about. Okay. Rabosai, let's do halacha. I think Moshe made photocopies, right? The Talmidim have photocopies? Very good.
The big...
So we're going to try to do like this. We're going to try... We're going to try to start Mishnah Berurah Yomi at even a little bit before 1 o'clock. That's going to be the game plan. If the Talmudim feel that there's a need for us to start Shir even earlier based on that, so then you let me know. Okay, something to take your